Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Patrick covers the Falcons for us. He is our lead reporter, and he joins us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, Joe, to your knowledge, are they practicing today, or did Coach give them this day off?
No, I believe that they're off. I don't even know when they're practicing this week, but I know that there's no media. They won't have media until next Monday. So I think that they're off today. I know I was talking to some guys in the locker room when I was up there on Monday. A lot of them were there getting out of town, about ready to get out of town. So I think they would have a few days off here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. So it's not that pressing to find out, you know, who the starting quarterback is. But to that point, what is your gut like? Like, we've been debating this all week long or whatever. What is your gut telling you, you know, being up there and everything, reading the tea leaves? What do you think is going to happen next week when we get ready for the Saints next week?
Saints. I mean, I think that we're definitely going to see Desmond Ridder as this team's starting quarterback next week. I think that Arthur Smith has said it in basically every possible way he could in the couple of press conferences he had, both after the game and then again on Monday, just in the way he was phrasing things. But obviously, I do wonder if they may have even been ready to announce it on Monday, but they had this little hiccup where Marcus Mariota's wife went into labor with their firstborn child. So they maybe couldn't get everything squared away at that time. But, you know, just kind of reading, you know, thinking about what Arthur Smith has said, even Marcus Mariota's body language in that press conference after the game, I think that it almost felt like he kind of knew it. And I asked Marcus Mariota coming into that game whether it felt like a must win, not thinking that he would necessarily take the bait, but he said, yes, actually it does. And now that we're past the point where they lost that game, it makes me think that maybe one of the reasons he said that was because he kind of knew that they had to win that if he wanted to keep this starting job, because it just makes so much sense now to go to Desmond Ridder. You've got this bye week to get him ready. Basically, everything is now in place for this to happen, so I fully expect it.
Joe Patrick covers the Falcons for us, is joining us on the WayForward.com hotline here. So Desmond Ridder has had, rookie mini camp, training camp, three preseason games, and now 15 weeks of understudy work to get ready for this debut and take his first NFL snap. When they drafted him, Joe, the one of the things they said about him, second quarterback drafted behind Kenny Pickett, was that he had a really high football acumen, really high football IQ, and was picking up things quickly. They even talked about that in training camp, how quickly he was picking things up. Are we to believe that there's not going to be a whole lot of dumbing down of the offense when he gets in there?
I don't know how much dumbing down in the offense there will be. I think that you're going to see him make rookie mistakes, just like you see almost every quarterback in his situation come in and make mistakes. But, you know, I think that just whether they have to reduce the playbook a little bit for him or not, I think that one of the things that he's going to bring to the table that I really think is going to help this offense immediately is going to just be his ability to connect on some of these deep passes, because what the Falcons have really been struggling with this year is, you know, they've been able to run the ball effectively, but then you get into a game like the Steelers where the Steelers are absolutely loading the box, especially in that first half, they're just loading the box. And the way that you get them off of you is by hitting a couple of deep passes and, you know, making other teams respect that part of your game. And I just felt like, not to be too reductive about it, but Marcus Mariota just never seemed like he had, frankly, the arm strength to be able to throw the ball up in the air and downfield enough to allow his receivers to run underneath those deep balls. It forced him to basically try to be, absolutely pin perfect because he's throwing them on more of a line, and therefore they didn't really turn out well very often for the Falcons. So I do think that that part of the Falcons offense is going to improve probably, pretty quickly here. I do think that you're probably more likely to see Desmond Ridder probably throw some bad interceptions in some of those spots where he may be forcing it potentially just as a rookie. But I think that now we're at this point in the season for the Falcons where it feels like what you're trying to get out of this season now has definitely changed. After you've lost four of your last five, you've hit this bye week. We're now with four games left at a different point in this kind of evolution of the season. So it'll certainly be interesting to see how the Falcons progress forward with Ridder.
So with that being said, you don't think that we can make a playoff push these last few games?
No, I wish. I mean, it's still possible. Yes. You never say never. I shouldn't be glib about it, but frankly, it's just my respect for what the Buccaneers have. And I know the Buccaneers have obviously been way under par what they wanted to be this year. But it's hard for me to see this working out. Potentially, you can get into a situation if pretty much every chip falls right where the Falcons could, be playing their way in. Playing, thankfully, because they play the Buccaneers on the last game of the season where that one could feel like a playoff game. But it's hard to see, especially with the Bucs win on Monday Night Football against the Saints. They basically got every tiebreaker against the Falcons, so it's going to be very difficult. And I think that again is one of the reasons why I've been saying this for a long time with the Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder debate is that they weren't going to make the switch until they were either basically out of playoff contention or it felt like it was legitimately going to make you a better football team to move Ridder into that spot. And I think that that's where we are right now.
And right, and that is still the number one question the team kind of has to answer if you start to, kind of not move forward here. Because, I think if you were somehow, Joe, able to win your last four games, I think you might end up the division champion. You might.
Yeah.
You'd have to win the last four. At this point, 3-1 is probably not going to cut it. But 4-0, yeah, okay. I mean, what are the odds of you doing that, running the table? Probably not great, but, it's still there. So you have that, but you also start thinking of, forward to next year and what you have to do in the off season. Outside of Lamar Jackson, the pickings of free agent quarterback are slim. And do you really want to, have to, cause you're not going to be in the CJ Stroud, Bryce Young debate here at the top of the draft. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out that position and what you're doing because, where's your free agent money? All this money going to go focused on, and where's your draft going to go, right? And you don't want to have to spend any of it or focus any of it on quarterback if you could solve that issue.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think they are legitimately optimistic about Desmond Ridder's prospects. I think that it's very likely that, I think we'll see him these last four games of the season, assuming it's not, a dumpster fire. I do think that we will go into next season probably with them trying to use Desmond Ridder as their starting quarterback. Again, there's a lot of projection happening there, but I think that's just my feeling as to what's happening. And then maybe from there, if they feel like they need to reset, they can reset. But I think that the Falcons have all the motivation to try to make this Desmond Ridder project work because, again, he's a third-round pick. They're basically not paying him much at all. If you can get, decent, even kind of, average to above-average level quarterback play in this league – with him, then you have a huge advantage in terms of the salary cap and where you can spend your money elsewhere on this roster. So I think the Falcons are definitely invested in wanting to make that work. It'll be very interesting. But again, I think that you're right in general, which is that, these last four games, the Falcons have so many one-year contracts. This is about finding out who are going to be the guys that you bring in with you next year, not just at the quarterback position, but all, a lot of different positions on the field. And that's why I think that, the focus has been a lot on the quarterback and where, as the personnel change that's going to be made going into these last four games. But I also think you're going to see Arnold Ebukadi get a lot more, playing time. I assume he's going to be healthy when they get back from that. I think even D'Angelo Malone, the other edge rusher, is probably going to play a lot more. I think you're going to see a lot more of these young guys get a lot more time on the field because, you know, that's where we are at the stage of the Falcons season right now. They need to get some of these young guys the playing time. Troy Anderson at linebacker is also going to be an interesting one, because whose spot does he necessarily take? I don't know, but I do feel like they're going to want to see more of what he can offer this team in these last four games.
You know, Joe, I'm curious, because you're out there every day. Why do you think Desmond Ridder hasn't touched the field yet?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough, because I am out there, but we don't see any of practice. Like, we see them warming up, we see pre-practice, and that's it. Like, we don't actually see him performing. I will say, I mean, like, it's evident even just watching them, throw footballs in warm-ups, that Desmond Ridder has the stronger arm. And I think we saw that in the preseason games. And honestly, when I look at, you know, what I can glean from what Desmond Ridder has shown this season, it's really been through those preseason games. And I saw on Twitter just recently, somebody put out a compilation of the highlights of Desmond Ridder in preseason. Granted, you got to take it with a grain of salt, because it's a highlight reel. It's his best plays. But, man, I mean, he was making some throws where it's like, you think to yourself, man, I'm like, Marcus Mariota just can't physically make this same throw that Desmond Ridder just made. And you can't help but wonder how much that could help some of these Falcons wide receivers, because, you know, I will say, in this Steelers game, that was the first time that I could see Drake London, especially in particular, getting as kind of visibly upset with some of the quarterback play that was happening in that game. And I wonder if that's also one of the reasons why they just feel like Ridder is more capable of making some of these passes to get him more involved in the game.
Well, we'll see. Certainly a lot of news to come out of Flowery Branch between now and the Swampert game. Thanks so much, Joe.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.